going to follow the CBS broadcast. So the CBS has a game on Sunday afternoon, and after that game, we're going to be on talking about the Raiders and what they did against New England. We'll have a wrap-up of that. And you could always join Chris Matthews at 11:30 on Sunday evening with Game On Vegas. It has become a favorite with a lot of local sports fans to check that out. So we have a lot happening. Oh, we got tonight the lacrosse team, the indoor lacrosse team, plays its first game here in Vegas out at Mandalay Bay. The Desert Dogs are here. So
Wayne Gretzky says it's going to be a lot of fun.
I've heard of that guy. Now, refresh my memory a little bit.
Yeah, what's his name? Wayne Gretzky.
What was he ninth? What number was he wearing?
The great Gretzky.
Anyway, yes, he's one of the owners of the team. And good to see Gretzky back in Vegas for this. And so they play at 7 p.m. tonight out there. So it's every weekend is fun. The Islanders are in town on Saturday. The Las Vegas Bowl is on Saturday. It's an earlier start than normal. Than what they had planned. And this is sort of, I'll be quick with this, Kevin, but you got Florida playing Oregon State, 11:30 kickoff on Saturday at Allegiant Stadium. They had to move the game up because the Raiders game against New England was going to be a night game. It was going to be Sunday night football.
Yeah.
But instead, they moved it to an afternoon game. The turnaround between getting they don't take out the artificial turf. They just roll the real grass over the artificial turf. Is the way it works, but it takes some time to pull everything apart and put all that together and make it happen. So that's why they moved the game up for the Las Vegas Bowl. So is there enough going on this weekend? What do you think?
There's tons. If you can't find something to do this weekend, there's something not right about you. Hey, you be good, my friend. We'll talk next week, okay, and get you all ready for Christmas.
We will do that. All right, Kevin.
Always thanks, man.
Pleasure. Thanks.
Ron Futrell, sports anchor and reporter for 8 News Now. He'll be busy this weekend. If you're calling asking for party plans, sorry, he's booked up. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Hi, this is Mark Thomas. Question, are you a business owner? Do you like free government money? If so, listen up. The federal government has promised over $135 billion in tax refunds for small and medium-sized businesses that kept employees on payroll through COVID. Business owners are eligible for the employee retention credit even if they received PPP funds. RefundsPro.com specializes in cutting through the red tape of qualifying for this government program to make it quick and easy. RefundsPro does all the heavy lifting, and most refunds are over $100,000. Couldn't you use that money right about now? There's no downside to apply and absolutely no fees unless you receive a refund. RefundsPro.com has helped hundreds of businesses qualify. And the best part? You don't have to pay a penny back to the government. This is as close as it gets to free government money. There is a deadline, so visit RefundsPro.com and get started before it's too late. Visit RefundsPro.com. That's RefundsPro.com.
Carry on my wayward son. Don't you cry no more.
Carry on all the way to your locally owned Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care. With Meineke e-inspection, you'll know the problem and the fix. We'll send real-time updates, photos, and technician notes straight to your phone. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Stop in today and get a premium synthetic blend oil change for just $29.95. The holidays are here. Now through December 31st, Paul Powell will be making wishes come true. Just follow the Paul Powell Law Firm on Facebook, comment on the Daily Post what you want, and Santa Paul will choose one lucky winner each day for the holidays. Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Celebrate the holiday season in a picture-perfect winter wonderland featuring real snow, holiday games, rides, and treats. Snow Carnival will create a storybook experience of exploration and wonder for the entire family, November 23rd through January 8th. Snow Carnival Holiday Forest at M Resort. For tickets and information, visit us at snowcarnival.com.
This is Lee Habib, and I get asked all the time why we do all of those segments on Our American Stories about people who found the American dream. And we do it because it's true. This country has great stories to tell, and we tell them on this station every night, because one thing I've learned is this: there's an American story in all of us. Join me for Our American Stories right here.
Every night from 10 to midnight on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Las Vegas Rock.
Hear about the must-sees, the wanna-eats, and go behind the scenes. Insider Ron Garrett keeps the Vegas vibe alive every Saturday afternoon at 5. Las Vegas Rock on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
At a 131 as we check on our traffic cams right now. A lot of congestion there on Interstate 15 southbound, especially mainly between Sahara and Tropicana. Looks like you're averaging 45 to 50 miles per hour through there. Watch for a stranded vehicle. It's on the right shoulder, 215 westbound at Wigwam. Several crashes on the surface streets right now. Southbound Lamb, that's at Vegas Valley in the early stage. Eastbound Sunset at Eastern. Cobalt at Sands, an incident there. And do remember that road work on Charleston. It's both directions from Pecos to Lamb. And we're seeing some congestion through there, so do expect some delays.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Tony Desiri with your KMZQ Sports Flash, powered by Progressive Insurance. The Raiders hosting the New England Patriots on Sunday, sitting at 5-8 after a loss to the L.A. Rams. Patriots have been working out all week in Tucson after they beat Arizona Monday night. The Raiders will have two major offensive weapons back for Sunday's game, wide receiver Hunter Renfrow and tight end Darren Waller. The Patriots have one of the top defenses in the NFL, allowing just 18 points per game. College basketball, UNLV hosting San Francisco Saturday at the Thomas and Mack Center. The Rebels are 10-0 on the season, coming off a win against Washington State on Saturday. UNLV football announcing the hiring of Bobby Petrino, former Louisville, Arkansas, and Atlanta Falcons head coach, as the new offensive coordinator. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Tony Desiri with your KMZQ Sports Flash on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Tis the season for big savings on HP Tech at Staples. This week, save $100 on an HP Smart Tank 7301 refillable printer. The HP Smart Tank makes printing worry-free with up to 2 years of HP original ink included. From black and white docs to color prints, this wireless printer allows ultimate flexibility for busy families. And now save even more when you bundle an HP printer, PC, and monitor. The latest tech solutions are at Staples, the working and learning store. Offer good in-store and online. Ends 12/17.
Did you know that driving under the influence of marijuana is illegal? Driving high will get you a DUI. And if you're wondering if law enforcement can tell you're driving high, well, everyone else can. Friends?
I can tell you drove high.
Parents?
I can tell when you drive high.
Relatives?
I can tell. You drove here high, didn't you?
So what makes you think law enforcement can't?
I can tell.
If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Okay, let me get this right. No fees and a week's worth of free interest for new customers all holiday season?
We're celebrating our 25th anniversary at Dollar Loan Center with free loans. The first week's on us, like a free trial.
Okay, so the first week is free. Then how much does it cost?
Let's use a $1,000 loan as an example. After the first free week, it's going to cost you $5.50 a day. That's it.
And when would I have to pay it back?
Well, keep it out as long as you need, even up to a year. But let's say you need the $1,000 for an additional 10 days. The interest cost on that would be $55. That's just $5.50 a day.
That was Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center. Get up to $5,000 in minutes at one of our over 50 locations, or you can also apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
If you pay after 1 week or less, the interest is free. You are still required to repay the principal amount. Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Payment amounts based on biweekly pay frequency with annual percentage rate of 199.99%. For additional cost information, call 866-550-4352. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This hour brought to you by Americans for Prosperity. Well, you want to talk about a guy that lands on his feet. Sam Peters, believe it or not, after losing in CD4 in the general election, it did not take him long to land on his feet because he has a brand new gig. And here to tell you all about it is Sam Peters. Sam, you're just off the road. I know you're on the road for a week or so. You're back home. Tell me about the new gig.
Hey, Kevin Wall, thanks for having me on. And Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, whatever you and your listeners are about to celebrate. I wish the best to all of them. I did. So, the campaign didn't go our way. We fought hard for four years almost. Couple of different election cycles, same seats. Went after it really hard and came close in the general election, but it wasn't to be. And look, the purpose, the reason I got into the race to run for office, support Nevada, to support the United States, get conservatism back in our government and take our state back from this liberal wokeness that's pervading our communities and our society. So after my race, I had some choices to make what I was going to do next, whether or not I was going to run. And the reality of it is, you know, campaigning as hard as we did for as long as we did certainly takes a toll on the family. The family sacrificed a ton to allow me to do that. A lot of people did. So I'm not going to be on a ballot in 2024, Kevin. I'll tell you and your listeners that now. But I'm not backing away from politics at all. In fact, I have been asked to step in as the CEO of the consulting firm, the national consulting firm that was handling my race, and I have gladly accepted that role. And what that's going to allow me to do is to work with conservative candidates in Nevada, certainly, but across the country as well, at every level of government, to do what we need to do to help people win. So we're off and running, and we're looking at the 2024 cycle already, and working with a lot of candidates, a lot of ballot measures, a lot of organizations across the country to promote conservatism.
What will your role be with McShane LLC?
Yeah, so I'm the chief executive officer. So everything that goes along with running a business and paying attention to operations, paying attention to campaigns that we are representing, making sure the product that we provide from consulting putting out, making sure that social media posts that are targeted and advertising that is targeted correctly. And within budget, making sure that we are meeting the needs of each and every single one of the campaigns and candidates that we're representing. Everything from, you know, the back end bottom line to the front end product that the voters see to decide who they're going to vote for.
I want to ask you, because this election cycle, not just here in Nevada, this is something that is beyond Nevada. We've had a lot of criticism of consultants. You've had two shots at this thing and did not succeed. And I'm just curious about consultants. Is it a good or a bad time to be a consultant?
So, you know, look, when I jumped in the race the first time in the 2020 cycle, I never ran for political office before. I was absolutely wet behind the ears. Didn't know all of the ins and outs of campaignings. I hired a consultant, which is that person, which is the coach, which is the person that's going to keep you out of trouble, and make sure that you're doing the things that get the right voters, get your name ID up, to get elected. Many people, myself included, I'll put myself in this basket, underestimated a little bit how much it takes. And how many people need to be involved for a winning campaign? That first election run that I had in 2020, we piecemealed a little bit. We had to, found somebody to do social media. We found somebody else to do, media booking. We found somebody else to do the consulting. We found somebody else to do mailers and these different little things. The second time around, I chose a national firm, McShane LLC, that does all of those things in house, and we streamlined the campaign considerably. And we won the primary, came very close in the general. And unfortunately, like many congressional races across the country, it wasn't meant to be. But as far as being a consultant, somebody mentioned it to me. A lot of times you see consultants turn into candidates. You don't very often see candidates turn into consultants, which, in my perspective, I bring a different feel to the consultant firm, having been a candidate twice now, and as we're talking to clients that will run for congressional offices, U.S. Senate offices, and state houses, et cetera. I bring that perspective to their campaign as somebody who's done it a couple of times, I'm going to give them an honest shake and an honest opinion on how I've seen things run. And some things that have worked and some things that haven't. So, to your question, is it a good time to be a consultant, bad time to be a consultant? Lots of people in lots of different fields get bad rap from certain people. I had a very good experience with the consultants, both of them actually, that I used in 2020 and in 2022. And if I didn't have a good experience with the company that offered me the job, I certainly wouldn't have taken the job.
Your wounds are still fresh, and I'm just curious. We talked with Mark Amaday from CD2, and he said one of the problems was get out the vote, and that we just didn't do as good a job as the Democrats at getting out the vote. You were in the arena. You lived through this experience. What do we need to do differently in 2024?
Yeah, I mean, we certainly didn't get out the vote. If we gotten out the vote to the level that we needed, we would have won up and down the ballot. So clearly that's an argument that can be made. It's a valid one. I think on a larger scale for the congressional races, the Democrats spent millions and millions of dollars on advertising, labeling every Republican up and down ballot, mostly, in my perspective, the congressional ballots for sure, labeling us as extremists, labeling us as certain ways. And unfortunately, the national party didn't respond. In fact, chose very, very clearly to not respond, and as they said, pivot away from those topics that the Democrats were pitching, and pitch the economy, the inflation, the crime, which are all very important topics. But when somebody's calling you an extremist for 5 months in a row on every single commercial, every single football game, of every single news channel, it ended up working. Unfortunately, we lost the suburban single women by 70%. We lost those under 30 by 70%. I mean, you lose those margins on those demographics, and we did that by not responding to the attacks that we were faced with. So there was a lot of things that happened that we got to learn from. We got to do better at. To your question, what do we got to do in 2024? We need the ballot harvest, and we need to start an operation now. We can't wait until the general elections to get it done. We need to figure out how it's going to work, what it's going to look like, who's going to do it, and to what level. We need to make sure that when we are attacked as Republicans, as conservatives, that we fight back appropriately. Not fighting back and trying to pitch a different message clearly was not the answer.
Again, Sam Peters joining us from McShane LLC. We first met you, and we both became friends back, what, 4 or 5 years ago. Peters Family Insurance was the vehicle. Yeah. And I'm wondering, are you going to stay in the insurance business as well, or are you going to move on?
I actually sold my agency, Kevin, right after the primary election when I was the nominee. In July, I had been working with a gentleman who asked who wanted to buy the agency, and we were able to close that on July 1st of this year. Eugene Williams Insurance, a great guy. He's been in insurance for a long time. The staff that I had on board stayed on with him, so it's under new management, but the service is still incredible. And we're I'm on as a very part time consultant with him to make sure that. He knows the processes that I had, but I am out of the insurance business for the time being. I'm going to work and serve at McShane as their CEO and help as many candidates as I can possibly help through this 2024 cycle at least, and then we'll figure it out after that.
Does it mean I can still wear my Peters Family Insurance blue golf shirt out in public now? Can I still do that though?
With pride, Kevin. With pride.
Hey, Sam, I am so happy for you and Melissa. I think you guys are a great team. Your family worked so hard in this election, and I know you'll put an equal amount of effort into what you're going to be doing with McShane LLC. Thank you so much, man. I really appreciate it. I'm happy for your move. I hope someday you're going to be back in public service because I think you still have a lot to offer. Thank you so much, my friend. Have a very Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year, and I know we'll be talking with you a bunch in 2023. Thanks so much, my friend.
My pleasure, sir, and thank you so much for your support over the years, and we'll stay in touch, and hopefully I'll come on with you, and we'll talk some more real soon. Merry Christmas to you, brother.
Let's do it. Merry Christmas. Sam Peters, U.S. Air Force Major, Bronze Star recipient, now with McShane LLC. He's close to the arena, not exactly in the arena, but he's close to the arena. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Have you experienced hearing loss? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Have you had trouble hearing in crowded places like bars and restaurants? Well, with the arrival of Christmas parties and other holiday events, you don't want to miss out on any of the action. For years, I struggled to hear conversations with friends at area sports bars, not 3 or 4 seats down the bar, but sitting right next to me. It became embarrassing. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and the results told me what I already knew. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear, but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. And now, with the addition of Dr. Matthew Lingman, the folks at Quality Hearing Aids are taking audiology to a whole new level. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids at 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
If your bank account is causing you headaches, switch to One Nevada Credit Union. With 46,000 free ATMs, innovative mobile apps, and convenient local branches, you can kiss your banker goodbye forever. Open an account online today or find a local branch at onenevada.org.
One Nevada Credit Union. Our one focus is you.
One Nevada is open to all Clark County residents. Federally insured by the NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender.
If you like sitting around the porch or dinner table sharing stories with friends, that's what we like to do here at Our American Stories. I'm Lee Habib. We bring to you stories about American love, funny stories about first jobs, this day in history, American dreamers and marriages, and even the stories of music and acting legends. I invite you to sit around the porch with us as we share Our American Stories.
Every night from 10 to midnight on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Celebrate the holiday season in a picture-perfect winter wonderland featuring real snow, holiday games, rides, and treats. Snow Carnival will create a storybook experience of exploration and wonder for the entire family, November 23rd through January 8th. Snow Carnival Holiday Forest at M Resort. For tickets and information, visit us at snowcarnival.com.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested, don't argue, don't resist, don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new time. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up on the show, we're going to talk about something that passed in November. It was question three, which asked the voters if the state should use a final five nonpartisan primary and ranked choice voting combination to elect candidates. I'm going to tell you, I voted no because I have trouble dealing with the election system as is. You throw in a monkey wrench of, you know, a combination of five different candidates. How do we even know one or two, much less five? It just makes no sense at all. And we'll find out what the next step is, though, from the people that brought us that. That is Represent Us is the name of the organization that is fronting this. They had virtually no opposition whatsoever, which I was stunned. Democrats didn't like it, Republicans didn't like it, and yet it won overwhelmingly. So we'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up at the top of the hour. Joining us will be Joshua Graham Lynn from Represent Us. Stick around, more to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? That's right. You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? When you hire me, those worries go bye, bye, bye. I promise never to take more money than you. And I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Come see why thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet. 215 at South Rainbow. Find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Findlay Chevy is a place to buy.
Home of the...
Woo! Hey there, I'm Lance Bass, and this is Chip.
For more than 100 years, American Humane has been on the front lines protecting animals in times of crisis. From Pearl Harbor to 9/11, the California wildfires, and the coronavirus pandemic, American Humane Rescue has provided life-saving assistance for animals in virtually every major national disaster. If you're anything like me, your pets mean the world to you. And if disaster strikes, you want to keep them safe. To prepare for an oncoming disaster, ensure your pet has secure and up-to-date identification. And if you must evacuate, remember to take your disaster preparedness kit with you.